This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. A new round of negotiations over a long-sought ceasefire deal between Israel and Hamas are set to begin Thursday in Doha. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has more.
But Hamas political official Osama Hamdan tells the AP the group will only take part if the talks focus on implementing a ceasefire proposal President Biden laid out in May. At the same time, Hamdan says Israel has not acted in good faith during the talks, and Hamas does not believe the U.S. can or will pressure Israel to seal a deal.
Well, the United States doesn't think Hamas is an honest broker.
State Department spokesman Vedant Patel says the U.S. believes Hamas will attend the talks, while here at the White House,
there's always political posturing.
Spokeswoman Karine Jean-Pierre suggests Hamas may be bluffing, and all sides should only be focused on ending the war. Sagar Magani at the White House.
A violation of a long-standing agreement over the Al-Aqsa Mosque threatens to jeopardize the ceasefire talks in the Middle East. VOA's Dale Gavlak reports.
Washington criticized Israeli National Security Minister Itamar Ben-Gavir's unilateral action storming the Al-Aqsa Mosque compound with the aid of Israeli police to perform Jewish prayers, calling it a provocation. U.S. State Department spokesman Vedant Patel.
The United States stands firmly for preservation of the historic status quo with respects to the holy sites of Jerusalem. And not only is it unacceptable, it detracts from what we think is a vital time as we are working to get this ceasefire deal.
Ben-Gavir has often defied the Israeli government's long-standing ban on Jewish prayer at the mosque compound. It is one of the most sensitive religious sites in the Middle East. Dale Gavlak, VOA News, Amman.
This is VOA News. Hurricane Ernesto dropped torrential rain on Puerto Rico as it strengthened heading towards Bermuda. AP correspondent Donna Water has more.
Hurricane Ernesto pounded Puerto Rico on Wednesday, leaving more than 640,000 homes and businesses without electricity and more than 300,000 homes and businesses without water.
Se ha identificado.
Ernesto Morales of the Puerto Rico National Weather Service says they've identified 222 structures that were damaged. Hurricane specialist Larry Kelly of the National Hurricane Center in Miami says Ernesto is headed to Bermuda and is expected to become more powerful.
It is forecast to strengthen and also grow in size as the system moves further north. We're expecting that the wind field to get even larger than what it currently is.
And Kelly says the storm is expected to reach Bermuda on Saturday. I'm Donna Water.
The Ukrainian army entered the Kursk region of Russia on August 6th, capturing dozens of settlements in the biggest offensive by a foreign army on Russian soil since World War II. Chatham House's Russia and Eurasia Program Director James Nixey says Ukraine's incursion into the Russian Kursk territory is an incredible morale boost.
For them to make such an inroad into Russia is an incredible morale boost after the failure of last year's counteroffensive and a deeply humiliating action for Vladimir Putin and the Russian military. It is not a game changer as such. We're not seeing the beginning of the end of a war, but it is a remarkable new element in this war and a testament to the Ukrainian army's innovativeness.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says Kyiv troops have full control of the Russian town of Sudzha in the Kursk region in their incursion into Russian territory. The town, the largest that Ukraine has reportedly seized so far, has a pre-war population of around 5,000 people. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports on a memorial service on the 79th anniversary of Japan's defeat in World War II with Prime Minister Fumio Kishida.
Japan's prime minister has vowed to step up his country's efforts to defend a rules-based international order in a peace pledge made on the 79th anniversary of Japan's defeat in World War II. At a solemn ceremony at Tokyo's Budokan Hall, Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida said, "We must never again repeat the devastation of war." He said Japan will stick to the country's post-war pacifist resolve whilst endeavoring to resolve difficult global issues. Kishida accelerated Japan's military build-up and spending as the country further deepens military cooperation with the U.S. and their Indo-Pacific partners in the face of growing threats from China and North Korea. I'm Karen Chamas.
I'm Christina Menenti. VOA News.